a cannonball near the city of Smolensk.
I don't know why that's funny. It's a comic, it's a slapstick way to die.
It's a very, like, 19th century way to die. During the French invasion of Russia during 1812, God. He went back to have his leg amputated, which is why he only had one leg, and died 3 days later from gangrene.
Too bad he didn't have any super glue.
He didn't have any super glue, and he didn't have any penicillin. And germ theory was just a dream. So...
So this so general, was he kind of missing from the annals of history? Like, we knew that Napoleon had this, you know, mm-hmm. top brass that just, there was no record of what happened to him?
There was no record of where his body was because his heart was taken back to France. They just cut out his heart.
Okay, what? I have questions. France?
It's no.
That's very much like the French, though. I mean, they just love to be dramatic.
What is it? Poland has... There's a Polish, I believe, composer whose heart is buried in, is in a cathedral, because it was like a romantic, I think, gesture.
Yeah, they liked being weird back in the day, didn't they?
Yeah, I'll have to figure out which Polish composer, but it was like a good thing, like where the rest of his body was and like the politics of moving his body. But so they discovered the skeleton in July. It was in a wooden coffin in a park beneath the building's foundation, and it was found by a team of French and Russian archaeologists. And I studied British 18th century, but really British history. And I just love, like, when I was doing my master's in my undergrad, they discovered two British kings in car parks.
Yes, yes. Okay. One of them was King Richard, right?
King Richard.
One of the Richards? And, one of the Dicks.
Yeah, one of the Dicks. And another, I forget which other one, but yeah, like, the one they kind of knew was there, Richard, they really, like, it was one person's journey, which we should do a collab on that, because that would be fantastic, but yeah, it's just, I love when they're like, we kind of think it's here, da 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 da, and then they find, like, they're like, oh, these missing skeletons, but if we do, Richard, we have to talk about the missing Boys in the Tower.
The Boys in the Tower. There's a spooky installation in the Tower of London that it's like a projection in the room where they presumably were imprisoned. And it's this, and I'm sure it's still there. It didn't look like it was just kind of a temporary installation. Mm-hmm. It's a projection that's kind of like Richard Gory. I think it's Richard Gory. One of the Dicks. It's the kind of like the Gashly Crumb Tinies that like the creepy he did the introduction to the Masterpiece Theater's murder mystery series on PBS. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like it's very it's Tim Burton adjacent.
Is it Richard Armitage?
No, it's Gory. He's a famous illustrator. Anyways, I'm sure some people know what I'm talking about. Not someone's, you, Courtney.
Someone's screaming at us, you know, right now. In their car, they're just like...
Yeah, no, probably. But it was like that, and it was a narration of the Princes of the Tower, and they, of course, had, like, creepy British children narrating it in a whisper. It was like, this is the unsettling content I came for.
Now I know our next collab, what our next collab's going to be. It's just going to be an in-depth into Richard III and the Boys in the Tower. It's
but
fine.
But done in ASMR.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely that way. I have a very sweet endearment to British history, but I have not been to the Tower of London. I've been to London twice, and I have not been.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, it wasn't like... the most mind-blowing historical place. It was, you know, there's a lot of tourists. It was cool enough.